Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bear with me, those of you who ride the entire 4 hours with this show. We were, I know we went down earlier. This was the most important news of the day. Mind-blowing, really, Lee.
Yep.
There was, as it turns out, a plot to steal the 2020 election for Joe Biden. But we're just now finding out about it because the FBI destroyed all the evidence of it. Boy, did they scrub the evidence of it, which tells you there's something there. You don't do that if there's really nothing there and this is just, you know, a bum tip. And you know, I'll get to that in a minute. On Monday, we've already learned this, Lee, FBI Director Kash Patel hands Congress the intelligence report they've been requesting for years. The Biden administration had gaffed them off. Senator Charles Grassley had heard about a Chinese plot to interfere in the 2020 election. Mass producing US, fake U.S. driver's licenses to flood the system with fraudulent mail-in ballots to help Chairman Ho become the first Chinese president of the United States of America, which he ultimately did. And he was fully owned and operated by the Chinese at that point, we now know, through bribes and compromise. Okay. So they get a tip. And the tip is that China is using TikTok to scrape real information on tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Americans, their real data, to then fabricate, manufacture IDs, driver's license, state IDs, addresses, information used to manufacture the fake IDs with the real American data, making them almost impossible to detect so they could then be used for massive ballot fraud. You would think the FBI would be very interested in this, given that there were multiple actionable pieces of intelligence. What does that mean? Tips you can follow. Concrete stuff you can follow up on. So an enterprising FBI agent did the interview with the source, documented it on the system, because all of it gets filed on the system, and was scheduled to re-interview the source. But it never happened. The FBI recalled the report internally. Abruptly recalled the report internally on August 24th. With a vague excuse about needing to re-interview the source. Again, they never did, Lee. And that's when it started. The FBI's various branches, and by then it had spread to other intelligence agencies in the U.S. government, weren't just asked to disregard the report. They were asked to destroy all copies of it and remove the original report from all computer holdings.
For us, that would be called destruction of evidence. So,
well, yes, in it's illegal.
Yeah, right.
unless you're a Democrat and you work for the FBI. Exactly. And it's like just totally normal.
Yeah, standard operating procedure.
With your friends, the Chinese. Okay. This wasn't routine bureaucratic cleanup. By the way, this is John Solomon breaking this. He is has his own site now called Just the News. He used to be the investigative reporter for The Hill and the only reporter in the U.S. press corps, D.C. press corps, to get the Russia collusion hoax story correct from the beginning. So he has a lot of credibility with us here on the show. This wasn't bureaucratic cleanup, Solomon writes. It was a deliberate effort to wipe damning evidence from existence. The FBI didn't just bury credible evidence about the Chinese election interference scam involving absentee ballots. It tried to scrub it from history. So they didn't just remove the reports. They removed all evidence on the computer system that the reports had ever been filed. Now, if this is just a bum tip, right, why would you do that? You just disregard it. Incredible. Years later, the truth is finally surfacing. Kash Patel has finally brought the report to Senator Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley first requested it in 2021 after a whistleblower told him about it, and the FBI gaffed him off. Now, here's the crazy part. This dates to the exact period when Christopher Wray, the FBI director, was, it turns out, feloniously testifying before Congress that there was no evidence, the FBI had seen no evidence of election interference. Because remember, even before the election, this had heated up. He lied, is basically it. Officials told Just the News the recall kept the FBI and other agencies from fully investigating allegations that Beijing, i.e. China, was trying to meddle in the U.S. election to Biden's benefit. So if you scrub the report, you can't investigate as it's going on. Even though corroborating evidence, Lee, listen to this, came in from a fellow law enforcement agency. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection had captured 19,888 of the fake driver's licenses, mostly from Hong Kong and China in late July 2020 on their way to battleground states in the Midwest. I'm just going to pause to let that sink in for a minute. Just your mind has to process it. Mine did yesterday. 19,888. Now, remember, we've gone through this. Trump lost these battle. Well, let's correct. We're told Trump lost these battleground states to Joe Biden by not a lot of votes. And we just caught one tranche of it. And it was ignored. It was ignored. The subject line of the FBI intelligence bulletin succinctly stated the potential nature of the alleged plot. Chinese government production and export of fraudulent U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese sympathizers in the United States in order to create tens of thousands of fraudulent mail-in votes for U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden. FBI's exact words. Every trace of this was scrubbed from the system. And again, they use TikTok to get the data. Okay, let's just observe a few things here, Lee, and I'm going to get you to react to this. Okay. Let's put this aside for a moment and look at what the Democrats did. The law breaking under the guise of what? COVID in the year 2020 to suspend laws, rules that would have protected us from absentee ballot fraud in battleground after battleground after battleground. Basically, anywhere Democrats had a lever of power, mm-hmm. they just disregarded the laws in these states that said, no, you have to have a request through the mail, certified through the mail with a stamp that you want the ballot. Then we mail it back to you. And what did they do? Well, COVID, we'll just mass mail like whoever's on the list. Yeah, let's do that. And this was in violation of a law in state after state after state after state. But what they did was mass mail the ballots. And then when we sued, the judge said, well, we can't disenfranchise anybody. And I mean, now they've gotten the ballots. It was the state's mistake. And they got to vote in a lot of cases. And they did this in multiple ways in different states. So these votes were always illegal.
And we were always told that any accusation of there being any voter fraud was the big lie, that it was uncorroborated, that there was no evidence provided of any type of infiltration of our election system. That's what we kept being told. And if you even suggested that, well, you know, you're a nut. You need to be censored.
And they were. People were.
Yeah.
Censored? Remember the censorship got so extreme, again, under FBI pressure, we now know from Mark Zuckerberg. He had it so locked down, you couldn't even message your family members about potential election fraud on Facebook. So forget about a post. You couldn't even use their messenger system. And remember what Zuckerberg also told us. Look, I had to censor it even when I knew that it was true because they were threatening me with all kinds of criminal investigations. They were opening investigations into Facebook. I had to do what they wanted, even though I knew it was true what these people were saying.
Even our buddies at the Associated Press would always, they put in the story, false claims of election interference by President Trump. Anytime yep. this was mentioned, they would always have in that copy, false claims of election interference.
So Solomon continues, we've got, we found, this is just what we found. This is not the sum total. We found 20,000 of these fake driver's licenses sent by China to allow ineligible Chinese nationals, particularly students and immigrants sympathetic to Chinese Communist Party, to vote for Biden using fraudulent mail-in ballots. The report alleged that China had harvested personal data, listen to this, from millions of TikTok users in the U.S., including ID numbers, names, addresses, and then that was used to manufacture the fake IDs with real American data, making them nearly impossible to detect. Despite questions about how TikTok got its information, the FBI report still offered actionable leads, but rather than investigate it, the FBI buried it, destroyed the evidence of it, turning what could have been a critical warning into just another piece of erased history. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind the other end of this, and Solomon doesn't even go into this, Lee, the mass censorship at the hands of Elvis Chan on social media by the FBI. So no discussion, no investigative reporting of any of this could be done. And you put that together with this?
You know, you would expect an adversary of this country to be doing covert things to try to, destabilize this government. But when you have an agency of the federal government that has evidence of this going on and covers it up and erases it, that's an even worse crime in my mind.
And especially when, again, Senator Chuck Grassley gets word this is going on, requests the documents, and the FBI not only refuses to give him the evidence of this massive Chinese election fraud scheme, but destroys the evidence.
Something that you and I would be in prison for.
Yes, you cannot destroy evidence. You can't do it. Unless you're a Democrat, you work for the FBI, folks, this country is not, this agency has to be purged from top to bottom. The country won't survive it if it's not. Folks, I hear we're going in and out still. Please keep in mind, so many other great ways. You could just pick the show right up on my X feed, always stream live there. And you can just, it's Tara Servatius, whether on Facebook, on X, on Rumble. You can always go there if our stream is having problems. And we're everywhere. So, and again, I apologize profusely for whatever's going on with our stream this morning. Okay, folks, when you step back and you look at the level of the FBI censorship, now think about this, what we've learned this morning, okay? I mean, this is a mind meld type situation. When you understand that on the one hand, the FBI knew of this Chinese plot to manufacture tens of thousands of fake driver's licenses in order to manufacture tens of thousands of fake absentee ballots for Chairman Ho, Joe Biden, our first Chinese-owned president. Okay, on the one hand. And we've learned about that this morning. So number one, you got a plot. Number two, you got confirmation of the plot. They caught 19,000 of those fake Chinese driver's licenses. The Customs and Border Patrol did. Coming into the country. They didn't get them all, but they just got, that was just one tranche, which shows you how massive this operation was. One tranche, 19,000 fake driver's licenses for the purposes of fake voting for Chairman Ho, Joe Biden, the rest of us. On the other hand, what John Solomon is not talking about this morning, but I covered exhaustively, you know I'm obsessed with this, is the FBI's censorship, including of me. And the norm during that time, the Democrats had to censor. When I say the Democrats, the FBI was Democrat controlled. Trump never conquered it in his last term. He did not control the FBI. Still doesn't, in my opinion. Got a little bit of control at the top, but not the full enchilada. So when you step back from that, on the one hand, they're censoring. No wonder they were censoring anything having to do with election fraud, because there was election fraud. And they were covering that up inside the FBI at the time. So if you're just tuning in to me right now, this is a bombshell. FBI knew. Agent had done an interview, as he should have, took the report from a whistleblower. The FBI knew damn well the Chinese had this scam going. That they had used TikTok to harvest the personal data of millions of TikTok users. No wonder there were so many voters in the 2020 election. It was so weird. Remember how it was so weird that Joe got all those votes? I mean, Barack Obama, who, say what you like about him, wildly popular. Joe Biden blows by him. 8-9 million votes. I mean, all Joe did was hang out in a basement. Boy, love people love Joe. Turns out the Chinese love Joe. Folks, I bet you they stole this election this way. I bet they did. So on the one hand, you've got the FBI. They learned that not only has China harvested the personal data of millions of TikTok users, turned it around, used it to make fake IDs indistinguishable from real IDs because they're using real American data, and they're shipping them into the country. And we know for a fact the plot went forward because we caught 19,000 of these licenses at the border coming from China via Hong Kong. The FBI buried it, scrubbed every last bit of evidence from their servers. Not just the report itself, but any computer data that indicated it had ever been there. While they censored anybody who said, you know, it seems like there's fraud here. These numbers really just don't add up. I can remember going through the numbers in the days after the election. It didn't make sense when compared with previous elections. Battlegrounds and bellwethers were doing things they'd never done before. Oh, but you couldn't put it online. It'd be censored by who? The FBI, the same agency that covered this up. All while Christopher Wray went before Congress at this exact time saying there was zero evidence of foreign plot, knowing damn well there was evidence of a foreign plot. Remember how big this censorship effort got? We only know that because Elon Musk, God bless him, bought X, and they did the Twitter files. Millions of posts gone. Tens of thousands of accounts taken. Silenced. Gone forever. So you wouldn't talk about the election fraud by the Chinese. So you couldn't talk about how the numbers didn't add up. So you couldn't talk about, wow, there's more like people voting in this county than there are people registered in this county. Oh, shut up! As John Solomon writes, this wasn't some careless screw-up. This was deliberate, calculated cover-up. The FBI didn't just drop the ball. It went out of its way to bury explosive evidence of a foreign power trying to rig a U.S. presidential election. Instead of doing its job in protecting America's election integrity, it chose to protect Biden's campaign by destroying the very documents that exposed the truth. It lied to Congress, scrubbed the report, tried to erase one of the biggest national security threats of our time from the record. At this point, folks, I had somebody quote the show yesterday. He'll be back. Where else is he going to go to get information? I said, Terry, I can't step too far from you. You keep saying that the Democrat Party is merging with our enemies. They're merging with China. They're merging with Iran. They're merging with the cartels. I just can't believe they would. Too bad you missed this morning, sir. You're watching China and the Democrats and the FBI work in tandem. Now, put the whole enchilada together with what we've just learned this morning. That the FBI lied and covered up this plot by China to manufacture tens of thousands of ballots for Joe Biden in a battleground state. Caught him dead to rights. We have actual hard evidence they did it in form of the fake licenses. Now back it way the heck up. Back it up to 2019 and open the lens really wide. The FBI's other part in this plot. They knew that Hunter Biden had taken that $30 million from the Chinese. They knew that Joe Biden was the big guy and took 10%. They knew this was felonious because they did not report it to the IRS and Hunter didn't register as a foreign agent. They knew all of that because the IRS whistleblowers, the agents investigating it, had it. And how did they know? Why did they know? They knew because they had the laptop and all the evidence was on the laptop. So what was the final piece in helping China take over the highest office in the land? No discussion of the laptop allowed. They went so far as to censor Donald Trump's account, Kayleigh McEnany, who at the time was a spokesperson, her account, and the oldest journalism, the oldest paper in the country, founded by Andrew Jackson, the New York Post, censored. Because if you could say the laptop was real and not Russian disinformation, those poor Russians. If you could say the laptop was real, then the evidence of China's control and purchase, the Biden family, and the money laundering that that required would be real too. And for some reason, the FBI wanted a president owned by China. Again, folks, remember the dates here. They did not do this because Joe Biden was a Democrat and they want to help the Democrats. That's not why. Why is that? Because Joe Biden was losing when they did it. In 2019, Joe Biden wouldn't win his first primary till Jim Clyburn, South Carolina. In 2020, they were covering up the laptop in 2019 as the campaign was on suicide watch. Again, it wouldn't have hurt the Democrats one iota to lose Joe at that point. They had plenty of, quite frankly, better candidates. Amy Klobuchar was a better candidate. Heck, Pete Buttigieg at that point was a better candidate. But they had to have this one. It had to be this one. It had to be the one that China owned. So not only did they lie and cover up the evidence of grotesque crimes, the money laundering and the bribes by China, on the one hand, they would interfere again to allow China to fabricate the ballots and steal the election. So that's two interferences, both through censorship and destruction of evidence. Why? Why did it have to be this guy? Why did it have to be Joe? So they could own him too? Because they had compromise? There's something big here, folks. It's a Leviathan and it's right under the surface. But we're going to get it. We're going to know. One day we're going to know. And the truth, they say, sets you free.
And our party did not handle the border appropriately. Look at the numbers. 300,000 people showing up at our border. And, you know, we can all agree that's roughly the size of Pittsburgh. Now, that's unacceptable, and that's national security issue, and that's chaos. So a secure border, being very pro-immigration, that's as I am as a Democrat, and at sometimes that's put me at the odds of my party and my base, because we can't pretend that we can take care of if there's 300,000 people showing up every month, not once a year, every month. And that's a truth, and now trying to find a way forward.
Well, they tried. First, they lied, but the border's secure. Republicans are just making it up. We're not running a voter drive down there. No, that's not. I mean, that didn't happen. We would never do that, okay? Run a voter drive down at the border.
I agree with you. I'm working on it, man. Give me another 5 days.
That's Joe Biden promising to abolish ICE. It went downhill from there. But what did they say? And we couldn't have a secure border. It was impossible. In fact, I got to be honest with you. Republicans have told this lie for years, too. Starting with yours truly, Lindsey Graham. No. If we don't cut an amnesty deal, there's no way to get a secure border without an amnesty deal. It never made any logical sense. What they were actually saying is, we're holding you hostage. Border stays open until we get an amnesty deal. But remember, I've been doing this for so long. I actually remember when George Bush, John McCain, and then Lindsey Graham were telling that lie. Marco Rubio was too. Well, we can't, you know, we got to get an amnesty. What does that have to do with securing the border? Well, we just can't secure. Oh, dang, the border's secure. And we have no amnesty deal. Weird, right? It just happened. Border Patrol agents released. Are you ready for this last month? How many people did they release into the country? Zero. Goose egg. Zero. A staggering drop after Biden administration allowed 62,000 illegal crossers into the country in May of 2024. What does that mean? They caught them. They went, welcome to America. Here's Kamala Harris's book and a free phone. Where would you like to fly to? At taxpayer expense. 62,000 just in May 2024. Caught and released. How many were caught in May of 2025 under President Trump? 8,725. Trying to cross. We got them all. We released none of them. Meaning everything the Democrats ever told us about the border was a lie. Now, the 8,725 migrants caught at the border in May is a 93% decrease. These numbers are incredible. By the way, this is the all-time best. It's best it's ever been since we've kept records at the border. The 93% decrease from May 2024, last month. In May 2024, when the Biden voter drive was in full swing, 117,905 illegals were nabbed. And we processed and turned 62,000 of them loose in the country. So they lied. They lied. We never had to do any of this. We never needed an amnesty to do this. We never needed another piece of legislation. All we needed to do was find the will to enforce the law. That's it. But folks, we have years worth of damage cleanup. Years worth of damage cleanup to do. Because remember, at one point, the Border Patrol was sent out to the wall at Lukeville. And they permanently took a blowtorch, permanently soldered open a gate so that every night they could sneak 700 to 1,000 Muslim men through the gate at Lukeville. And they did this month after month after month after month, thinking nobody would notice. All while telling us there was nothing they could do. Trump's showing you there's plenty we can do. Again, for the signal, I know it's still dropping out a lot of places. You can always find it anywhere. I am Twitter, stream live on that every morning. Facebook, stream live on that too. And of course, rumble.com, my account, Tara Servatius. So you put it in anywhere and you can watch it. Lots of great options to never miss the show. Okay. I want to draw the comparison because Democrats acted like they couldn't secure the border. They were trying really hard. But remember when Joe Biden went down to Mexico and he bragged that he was running the greatest human migration, illegal, by the way, of all time? I'll never forget it.
This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere. And
meanwhile, yesterday, as we set the new record in May, zero people released into the country. None. 8,700 caught at the border for the entire month. Every one of them returned. Nobody released into the country. Thank God for that. And I want to remind you of what it was like. I want to remind you of Lukeville and the horror of Lukeville, which we have not fully lived through yet because there's going to be terror attacks because of Lukeville. There's something called the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. Remember this? And they had developed a smuggling pipeline. And every night in the desert in Lukeville for month after month after month after month, Muslim men would show up, 700 to 1,000. The Border Patrol, UK Daily Mail reported, was sent out to permanently solder open a door in the wall to create a passage point that before had been secure. And every night, reporter Anthony Aguero, just a guy with an X and an Instagram account, would go out there and document this. This was one night, 700 Muslim men.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of the, is called the Islamic Cooperation. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night, I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries.
They did it on purpose. And folks, there were border crossings around Lukeville. Didn't used to be a border crossing. They had to cut it open to make sure that would happen. Why not just put them in a flow? Joe was letting all of them through because it was obvious they were Muslim. So they cut a hole in the fence, basically, soldered a door that was in the fence open. And every night they would come over After Anthony Aguero went viral, Bill Malusion, Fox News reporter, got in on the act and confirmed it.
Video our team shot in Arizona late yesterday afternoon. This is that Lukeville area we've been reporting from the last few weeks. More men from all around the world crossing illegally. Large numbers of men from Africa, countries like Liberia, Mali, Senegal, Guinea.
All overwhelmingly Muslim. Voter drive, y'all. Voter drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.